Hi, I'm Missy. I'm a DIY DJ, and you can be too. This is Listener Driven Radio, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
What's beautiful about it, this signature sandwich from New Orleans. So we're starting off here. We got some peeled and deveined shrimp. These are like 16-20s. That just means how many shrimp per pound.
Okay.
You're buying the shrimp. So they don't take flavor to it.
Matt, do you let the shrimp marinate?
So, yes, ideally, you can even do these beforehand overnight. Put them in a Ziploc baggie. Okay. Put them in your fridge.
So, Cajun, if you look up Boogaloo, the Zydeco music from the Cajun, from the French Quarter of New Orleans in Louisiana, Boogaloo was part of Cajun music, the Boogaloo. So now I'm Creole African American and my roots are in Louisiana. So it's just like it is. If it walks like a duck, quacks like it's a duck. So I am the Boogaloo shrimp. Short, extra crispy, a little spicy because.
In regards to Michael Chambers' Boogaloo shrimp, which we all know him as Boogaloo shrimp, the world knows him as a turbo. We're from two different sides of Wilmington, California. I'm from
the. It's a luxury, now an economy product. Shrimps. Tasty, low fat, and cheap. But in Thailand, a massive shrimp industry has destroyed large parts of the country's mangrove forests.
As Southeast Texas shrimpers fight to protect their livelihoods, they're upset about something called shrimp dumping. That involves dumping imported shrimp into the American market.
And the meeting at the International Seafarer Center in Port Arthur today was packed, filled with dozens of shrimpers eager to learn about what is happening with their fight against foreign shrimp import dumping.
A woman in Mobile County is hoping the murder of her father can be solved. This week marks 20 years since Grady Baber, also known as the Shrimp Man, was shot and killed in Mobile.
This tadpole shrimp is coming for your rice.
God, Gary.
There. God, Gary. I'm your Uncle Gary.
Okay, you are my Uncle Gary.
I'm your Uncle Gary.
That's him.
You say it to Steve. I'm your Uncle Gary.
I'm your Uncle Gary. I do magic.
Oh.
It's a drive.
Enter the shrimp bar.
Your transistor radio. Take it to the head. You see she got rosy colors flashing astro pop red.
Jason Eastwood, Calculator Watch, live on tape from Gary's Closet, Manitoba. You're listening to Shrimp Farm. That crypto electric, John.
I'm Eclectic East, and here we are today in Gary's Closet. It's the middle of summer. We're sweltering when we're outside. We have air conditioning blowing right in our face when we're inside. Can you
it's
hear
affecting
that?
It.
Yeah, I can hear it on the air.
Should I turn the air conditioner off?
I don't know. Let's see what the listeners say. Can we get you to call 1-800-SHRAMP and let us know if you can hear our air conditioner and if the hiss is making it sound a little more like a cassette compression.
Maybe that's what we want. We want that.
It's got that hiss of an old 80s cassette, and that's where we want this to come from. Maybe the show was recorded in 1987.
My baby takes the morning train.
You live the bad day.
Again. Sorry, I was thinking about 1981. You're thinking about
87.
86 even. Shot through the heart.
Ladies and gentlemen, we just saw a white snake we met last night at the Diamond Club.
Wow, incredible. You're listening to Shrimp Farm Crypto, the most unique radio program in your entire area. We are the analog relevant within the digital resonance, and we're coming to you on CKUW 95.9 FM on the FM dial. Kyle.
It's one of the easiest numbers to find,
95.9 FM.
That's it. Let's just reiterate what that
say
is.
Say it like that.
Okay,
yeah,
Jeffrey.
You
ever eat a cookie out of your freezer and all of a sudden all you can see is scrolling numbers for a couple days?
No, I think he's thinking about this man who does experiments with lasers and dimethyltryptamine. Yeah.
Exactly. What he does is he gets a group of people, gives them a DMT.
Dimethyl
trip to me.
And then he uses a laser and focuses it on the walls and all kinds of everything material. And there's little codes in there. I look him up. His name is Ed Golan. You can find him on YouTube for now until the Matrix breaks him.
Well, that's one. Wonderful.
Let's listen to a song. Sure. To celebrate, to celebrate the code we're all in.
We got some
good
music. Well, we got some new music, actually. This is
something that can poke a hole in the Matrix, John.
We got something that's a little bit up later on. I'll tell you something. We got a special festival source. I just want to talk about Glastonbury, because I've been watching all these Glastonbury videos on YouTube, and there's some really great performances this year from some dynamite acts. So maybe
maybe we should mention the Folk Fest and Festival Stories, too.
That's next week's Festival Stories, when the original Uncle Gary will be on this program.
Oh, right. Uncle Gary will be on. Our super guest star.
Yeah, he's the base slave Earthling. The base slave Earthling.
He's been, you know, working in the garden for a couple of years, but we're going to get him back into the entertainment industry.
Back in the high life again. We're going to go to the Folk Fest next Sunday. We're going to have a really nice
Valerie.
Time. it's Eastwood, not Wynwood. Pull it together.
Jason
here.
Winwood. I like that Wynwood, because it's a Loserwood,
short
right?
For winter.
I saw a street named Everwood the other day. I thought, that could be a good band name if you're doing
Incredible.
You know, 80s kind of. Can I say cock rock on the air?
No, but Evermore, Everfrost, these are sort of, they've been used.
Everwood.
Evermore.
Like, Everwood, yeah. It's like the Everwood. Infinite erection. No?
That's interesting.
I didn't see it that way.
After midnight, that's when we're on the air. We're going to let it all, this and that and stuff.
That's right.
Okay, but listen, we got some great music coming to you right now from brand new music, actually, from Kasabian. This is Darkest Lullaby, and you happen to be listening to
Shrimpfarm.crypto.
Oh, my love.
Thank you.
generation and the next episode. Call me on the telephone, ask me if I know. This sky is running dry, I've got the herbs in the soldiers. How from my supply, don't remind us for cold. Back to the melody, the beat and the chorus. In the moment I've been spending my days, I've been listening to the ocean and the breaking of the waves. What once was a remedy now fades away. Dimmer the lights, turn the music, microphone and the stage. Back to the rhythm now, I'm back, yeah we grooving. Everybody's getting down and everybody's moving. Rhymes are a sign of the times that we're using. Loving the life you live, live the life that you're choosing. Only me tell you what I feel like. From north to south, east, west, Panama, in Jamaica. Everybody, people, move your feet down. Love my girlie, love my dog, love my God, if you gon' start that war. I'm unreal when I'm on the microphone, we get real. Oh, let me tell you what I feel like that. Oh, let me tell you what I feel like that. Oh, let me tell you what I feel like that. Oh, let me tell you what I feel like. Gotta be spoken like DJ. You gotta be spoken like DJ.
Stuff, brand new music from Sublime and Stick Figure, and that features Bradley Noel, I guess old vocals they had, and Jacob Noel, his son, who's the new singer of Sublime.
Yeah, if you don't know Sublime, the original singer Brad Noel, he passed away in the 90s at the age of 28, I believe, after their first album, and it became very successful right after he died.
I don't think it was their first album, but it was probably their first major label.
It was their big hit, right? They had Where It's At, or what's that song, What You Got, What It's Got.
What I Got,
yeah. I mean, I can't remember. It was a long time ago.
Anyway.
I don't think that's that great of a song.
Sublime, no, they have much better songs. Yeah. Like, obviously, they have some really good songs.
Santeria is a good
Santeria,
one.
Also, Bad Fish is a really good one.
But the son is back, and he's just taking over. He's kind of like a Dweezil Zappa, what he's done for Frank. He's taking over with the sound his father kind
of. He's only
of
1 year old when Brad died, but apparently, I've seen the footage on YouTube. He's doing a great job. He's the new singer. I guess Rome fell so long to that cat.
He's taking over the family business.
Yes. And Jason,
Eastwood.
Jason Eastwood.
Yeah.
How have you been?
I've been great. I've been waiting to play this next song. It's a local band called We're Only Here for the Snacks.
Yes, you've been listening to those local vibes.
Which is basically the only reason I'm here doing this show with you in Gary's Closet.
It's not a snack. I prepare a dinner for you. We don't do treat of the week.
I have a band called I'm Only Here for the Snacks.
Oh, okay.
and it only shows up on my... Anyway,
fantastic.
The point is, this is a great local ensemble that's been produced by local sort of legend, Jason Tate. He's a drummer from... he played with the Weaker Thans, played drums.
Red and Fisher.
He produces a lot of music now on his own, and he produced this song called Da Zone right here on Shrimp Farm, the Crypto.
Girl, this is fatal attraction. loving your body, your fashion. It's time to stand up, take action. Rubbing that body with passion. I just can't get over it. Whatever you want, baby, order it. Loving the style, loving the smile. That booty so fat, well, of course it is. Damn, you got a man, but you love me. Yes, I understand. Cause he too much work for you. Ain't doing shit to support you. Course, I know the source. Chill with the native that's holding the torch. Or chill with the native you with. I know for a fact that that native ain't shit. Never mind about the mother guys. Inside giving you them butterflies. We can get so drunk or otherwise. Maybe get so high and fly the skies. Never mind about the mother guys. Inside giving you them butterflies. We can get so drunk or otherwise. Maybe get so high and fly the skies. They claim that they can give you paradise, but they ain't giving you no fair advice. I can teach you a thing or two. I can keep it 8 plus 92. I just wanna show you what's real. I just wanna express how I feel. Love is a game, baby girl, you know the deal. I just need to know, tell me, can you play the field?
Jason XX95 with his new hit, and I say that in quotes, Paradise.
Like a wise old cat once proclaimed, the dope jam may be chill.
I'm not sure if Jason XX95 is one of those Elon Musk children with a name like that, but I really dig your new music, Jason XX95.
You got a name like a radio contest.
Yes, he does. And now?
Well, Jason, I'm going to do a cheap one here, but I'm going to squeeze in a Festival Stories.
Well, that's about as cheap as they get.
Festival Stories, the sound of a dream come true. Festival Stories, it's just a good time for me and for you. Electric John presents Festival Stories,
occasionally featuring me. This is one of the funnest segments I produce.
Well, that's a stretch. It's kind of cheap this week, though. I'm not actually doing a festival story. I'm not relaying a first-person narrative about a festival I was at. I've just been watching all these videos of Glastonbury 2024, and I've noticed some really great Irish music that I would like to play. So this is like, this could be like Irish Corner, too, but...
So wait, are you going to play music, or are you going to talk about a story?
No, I'm just going to play this music.
Okay, you're right. You cheapened
the bit, but I'm telling
as
you
as a producer, how do you think that makes me
when
feel?
You listen, when you hear the music, you won't be let down. I mean, these guys are really blowing up right now. They're from Belfast. They're called Kneecap, and they're making like this crazy rap music. And one of them's wearing the balaclava, you know, with the green, orange, and white balaclava.
Oh yeah, you can get those DJ at Cabela's.
Yeah, but no, but
not in Ireland.
No, but the Irish looking one.
Yeah.
Well, and so anyway, they're called Kneecap, and they've been around for a minute, but they were really impressive at Glastonbury this year, as well as a band called Lankum. And we're going to start first with Lankum from Live in Dublin. This is called Go Dig My Grave. And this is just, if you see this band at a festival near you, go see them. I cheated this week. I admit it. Sometimes you can take a shortcut to where you want to get to in radio.
Go dig my grave, both wide and deep. Place a marble stone at my head and feet. And on my breast, a snow white dove. saying, daughter, oh daughter, what troubles you? Oh mama dear, I cannot tell the railroad boy that I loved so well. He guarded me my life away, and now with me he will not stay. Oh Lordy, Lord, oh Lordy me, oh Lord, oh Lordy me. Her father, to cut her down.
mam flosz. Skacie mini, jak chciałbym se na kakoś. Kem, ciem se egen popnu fos. Wem, a jumpin' in a taxi, not on a bus. Pure zen, kocie nu a gapet, let's bam.
I'm learning better day, cause I haven't got a boss. I'm spending all my money, no matter where the cost. What's second hand the cost? Not as Gucci, I'm Balenciaga. Now make it rain, make a bottle of my heart hurt. It's not what I'm after, look, I'm something more I never had before. Won't see me walk on the street, and left our keyons on my feet, and they're sweet. Neat and clean, was always star thought, better Tony Cali Green. The Shinkajin is my fiend, chandelier on my yin. I'm a working class fella with a middle class heart. Yes, sir, that's me. We went from rags to riches, but we got a wee machine that be cleaning our dishes, and we've been going on missions. Stand up late in the kitchen. Everybody fucking talk, talk, nobody
it's
listens.
Cliche. No more short leash, eh? Another chapter's wrapped. I'm tired and tapped. I'm burnt and baked. I figure it's time to shake. Off to the lake, I need to get lost. Cause expectations come with a cost. I hit the bricks, I'm kicking rocks. Every time I turn around, they try and put me in a box. They can read them and weep, cause my freedom ain't cheap. You can take it to the banks, until my pockets are deep. You can freshen the bong. This day's getting long, this year's getting long, this life's getting long. So-called experts keep getting it wrong. This isn't just another song about just another summer. It's so much bigger, it's so much dumber. It's the loudest shirt in the discotheque. It's that file tattoo crawling up your neck. It's an all-night tropical foam pool party. It's still a good time, but it's actually already something hot off the grill. It's an ice cold beer. This could very well be the summer of the year. is hot. Got a cart and a cold, he's in a fat bag of pot. Just trying to start the skidoo, trying not to get shot. Got a bit of firewood and a roll-up cot. There's a sky full of stars, mostly memories of gas. 10 miles outside, a hard rock path. Shooting star across the night, and I'm all out of wishes. Summertime dreams are too delicious. Dance in the streets in the cooling of the dawn. Jason Eastwood and Electric John. One's right clean, but the other hits crons. Without PR, you can't print prawns. Shrimp farm, dig dirt, dig a dog. Ding dong.
Let's fucking sing
it. Just sing the song.
Sing it.
Sing the song.
It's the beat of the week.
This beat of the week is delicious.
It really, I feel like I'm set up to ride the kneeboard, the wakeboard, the surfboard.
Yeah, good luck.
My life, the quantum wave of goodness.
I just want you kids to know something. Gasoline isn't free. You know, you're right out there on the boat, you do your jibby jabbies all day long, and you know, who fills the boat with gasoline? I do.
Yeah, but it's 1:33 here. If we were in Vancouver, it'd be 1:87. So you're saving money, Dad.
He's got a point, Marv. He's got a point. The boy's got a point.
Yeah. All right, Jason, what's going on here?
Did you bring the, I know it's hot over, did you bring the bag of peanut butter cups?
You're listening to shrimpfarm.crypto, the most unique radio program in your entire area. CKW is the channel, 95.9 on the FM dial.
And now we're going to move on to some excellent talk about excellent
And we're coming
things.
To you live on tape from Gary's Closet, Manitoba.
Gary's Closet, Manitoba, an enclave that nobody much talks about, but we visit often.
And here's another exciting fact that people, next week on next week's program, the original Uncle Gary, Jeremy Green, will be here on the program joining us as a special guest.
The original, the OG Uncle Gary,
OG Uncle Gary. He's your Uncle Jerry, and he does magic. That's all I know.
O-G-U-G.
It's going to be a good time. That's next week on the farm, shrimpfarm.crypto.
Keep right your ears. Here, shrimp farm.
Crypto. Keep your ears peeled. Keep them connected to the circuitry of the night.
Keep your ears peeled like a banana on a cold day in winter.
Circuitry of the night.
You know what? I've had just about enough of this, John.
Fair enough. I don't blame you. Who's to blame you?
Let's get to the point
here. Okay, all right. Boomer.
Barry.
I heard this on the news today, and it backs up what I've always thought, which is humans are basically lazy. Employers are now using AI robots to put together job postings. So some prospective employee puts in a resume, which is done because they're human. Not perfectly, it's going to be ousted. You're not going to make the shortlist. You're not going to get an interview. So how do you deal with that? You get robots dealing with robots. You get a robot, AI robot, to put together your resume so that when it's being assessed, this robot looks at this resume and says, wow, this seems like a really smart person, almost as smart as I am. Put them into the shortlist. Basic problem with this is they get into the shortlist, they get interviewed by humans, and these humans are basically lazy, and they're not going to do the background checks, and you're going to be hiring humans that are underqualified, don't have the job experience, don't have the education. Robots love robots. I mean, well, and they don't like humans at all. As a matter of fact, humans don't even like humans. They're using robots to do their work. And so, how's this going to work? It doesn't.
Is Barry Kilroy then?
He is. He does. I don't even know. Was that Barry? Was that an AI representation of his voice sent by one of his grandkids or something?
Really strange. I'm not sure what to make of that.
I think they sent Barry out to fight the war against the cyberbots while they use his voice to send us what continues to be a boomer Barry. That we think everything is normal. We keep paying Barry his huge royalty check for being on the show, and meanwhile he's not even doing it, and he's duping us by saying he doesn't know nothing about no robots.
Old man yells at Blade Runner
and then makes money off Blade Runner while he cuts the grass.
Oh, Boomer Barry, you're the greatest, and that's why we have you on the program.
Yes,
it's been a great addition.
A fun run. Is that what they call it? When y'all get together, you hit the park at 9 a.m. on a Sunday. It's like, let's do a fun run.
Yeah.
Like, for me, a fun run is like I run from something boring and I just take off and I end up somewhere where there's popcorn.
Here's a cover of a song that was a fairly mediocre hit back in the 90s.
Is it Oasis?
No.
Let's go with Jesus Lizard.
It's not a guessing game.
Okay. We'll just play the song.
Oh, this is Bowling for Soup. Hey, Jealousy. Right here.
On shrimpfarm.crypto.
Great.
Tell me, do you think it'd be all right if I could just crash here tonight? Anyway, I've got no place to go. And you know it might not be that bad. You were the best I'd ever had. If I hadn't blown the whole thing years ago, I might not be alone. Tomorrow we can travel around this town and let the cops chase us around. Past is gone, but something might be found to take its place. Trust me not to think and not to sleep around. And if you-
could just crash here tonight. You can see I'm no shape for driving, and anyway, I've got no place to go. And you know it might not be that bad. You were the best I'd ever had. If I hadn't blown the whole thing years ago, I might not be alone. Tomorrow we can travel around this town and let the cops chase us around. The past is gonna be something might be found to take its place. Hey, jealousy. Hey, jealousy. Hey, jealousy. Hey, jealousy.
City Dwellers, and the Sub City is here because they're from Winnipeg. That is called Hold the Pressure Down.
Yeah.
right here on shrimpfarm.crypto. Yes. Now, I'm going to talk to you about taking over the show from my colleague, Electric John, who has descended into his own bookshelf a little early, considering that this show is still going on. But it's like, what is he looking for? Is he looking for the old Nancy Drew, the new Nancy Drew? Just to paint a little picture here of what his place looks like in our headquarters in Gary's closet. He's got all the Hardy Boys books. He's got all the Nancy Drew. And what's he got here?
Now, these crows outside my window are going nuts.
Does anybody want to go a little 19th century poetry? Let's do that. Okay, well, you recite and I will do the sounds.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
This is quality radio, folks.
It is great. This is like remember the unboxing?
It's a new segment we don't have yet that we're testing out. We don't have a theme yet. We're going to see how it works. It's called Lit.
It's called No Respect for Your Time.
It's called Lit Literature. And it's coming up right now.
Lo, death has reared himself a throne in a strange city, lying alone, far down within the dim west. Where the good and the bad and the worst and the best have gone to their eternal rest. Their shrines and palaces and towers, time-eaten towers that tremble not, resemble nothing that is ours. Around by lifting winds forgot, resignedly beneath the sky, the melancholy waters lie.
Lifted winds. You ever lift a wind?
Okay, let's start this again.
No, this is not.
This can't be the end of the
show. It's the end of the show. This is the best ending ever. It says something about what happened.
I'd rather read something else. Can you rewind it?
No, we're not. No, we're rewinding. We're live, John. Just read something else. This is going to be just as good as anything that you think you could do in the future. What you're doing in the present is just as good as anything you think you could do in the future.
What do you mean by the present?
Right now.
No, I mean by your past.
The present, if you look to the left and drag the present into your consciousness, and then you blow out like the slippery wind, it's gone. So you don't have to worry about it anymore.
Bradley's canoe of paper thin black wood grounded on an island of swamp surfaces. He strapped on his camera gun and walked along ancient paths and stone bridges over canals where the fish people swirled, sending up colored bubbles of orgasm that fell from the iridescent surfaces.
Can I ask you a question? That's camera? Holster? Camera gun?
Camera gun. You know what a camera gun is? It captures the image.
I think photographers notoriously go out and they say, I'm going to shoot something today. It came from this piece of literature.
No, it captures the image. You will not take the word.
It captures the image.
The image and the sound and the image are re-spliced and re-entered into your reality.
I'm going to shoot that cloud with my Nikon 340.
Uncle Barry.
Uncle Gary yells at Mike is going to be featured on next week's show. It's going to be Uncle Gary yells at Cord, Uncle Gary untangle Cord, Uncle Gary untangle
Cord. Next week, you're going to be listening to CK and you and
And by the time you get to this part of the show, we're close to 1 o'clock on the morning. You'll hear us on 95.9 FM. CKU.